Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev warned yesterday against irresponsible ambitions that lead to war as tanks and missile launchers rumbled over Red Square in a show of Russian firepower not seen since the fall of the Soviet Union. Leon Aaron is a senior research fellow at the American Enterprise. He told us more about the state of Russia's armed forces and foreign policy.
The Russian army, a fact that very few people mention, is totally dysfunctional. Yes, it's a nuclear superpower, but it's still essentially in the grips of the Soviet military doctrine. But for that doctrine, it still does not have enough people. In other words, the doctrine was based on the number of soldiers, but very few young men are actually drafted in the army. And the reform of armed forces that would create a volunteer, highly efficient, mobile, smaller army is bogged down. Currently, the regime seems very stable and prosperous, but it faces some serious problems. And one last thing, Russian foreign policy. Biggest danger is that Vladimir Putin made Russian foreign policy behavior in the world as a sort of key legitimizing factor of the regime. In other words, the continuous message to the people from the Kremlin that the country is surrounded by enemies. And in order to protect the country, Russia has to pursue this very aggressive foreign policy. But of course, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Russia's aggressive stance toward the world, particularly the West, but also its neighbors, alienates the world and creates a situation that again might backfire